我们感谢主，今天晚上我们开始要来看以赛亚书。
We thank the Lord this evening we'll begin the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书是很长的一卷书。
The book of Isaiah is a very long book.
是圣经里面最长的那一卷。
It's the longest book in the Bible.
一共有66章。
There are 66 chapters.
也在一般读圣经的人的里头给称为大先知书的里头的头一本。
And among those who study the Bible is called the first one in the major prophetic books.
虽然里边的话语很长。
Even though the words are many.
但是确实把神的心意有一个很完整的启示。
But it has a complete revelation of God's word.
特别是在旧约的日子。
Especially in the days of the Old Testament.
那时候人里边没有圣灵。
At that time, there's no Holy Spirit within
man's
heart.
要认识神的事或者神的那一个旨意是有一点的限制。
In order to know God's will and His will, His purpose, there's a limitation.
但是神就用着以赛亚在那一个时候说了许多的话。
But God used Isaiah to speak many words.
当然我们读先知书的时候我们必须要和他们那个时候的历史有一点的关联。
When we read the prophetic books, we have to pay attention to the history at that time.
那个历史的背景我们要掌握但是不是我们要最流行的。
We have to have some understanding of the historical background, but we're not going to be focusing on this.
我们最要留心的是神在那个时候说了什么话。
Well, we need to pay attention most is what kind of words were spoken by God at that time.
虽然那个历史的背景是给我们指出了一些属灵上的那个好的、坏的光景。
Even though the historical backgrounds pointed out the goods and the bads.
但是重要的不在那个环境是在神说的话。
But what's important is not the environment, it's the words of God.
我想我们开始来看以赛亚书的时候。
So when we begin to read the book of Isaiah.
我们先来把以赛亚这一卷书的大概来一个了解。
And we should have a general understanding of this book of Isaiah.
我们看看第一章第一节。
Let's look at verse 1 in chapter 1.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
在第一节的里边就说出了以赛亚说话的日子。
In the first one, it talks about the date when Isaiah was speaking.
他说话的根据。
And what his words are based on.
和他说话的内容。
And also the content of his words.
虽然是短短的一节。
Even though it's just a short verse.
但是这一节给我们一个非常明确的启示。
But this verse gives us a very, very clear revelation.
因为以赛亚虽然说了那么许许多多的话。
Because even though Isaiah has spoken many, many words.
但是他的话都是有根据的。
But his words all have a base.
他的话都是指着神的百姓在神的面前走差或者说走对。那他们该如何来继续地活在神的面前。
And his words are concerning whether God's people is walking on the right path or the wrong path, or how they should live their lives.
我想弟兄姊妹，当你一听到是神默示以赛亚这个事实。
And when brothers and sisters, when you hear this is a vision coming to Isaiah from God.
那我们就知道了这个是先知。
And then we know that this is a prophet.
我们也常常说先知。
And we always say that it's a prophet.
但是什么叫做先知？
But what is a prophet?
先知的知识是什么一回事呢？
And the ministry of the prophet, what is it?
现在许许多多的人 也说我们要做时代的先知。
Many people nowadays they would say we should be the prophet of the time.
那究竟先知是怎么回事呢？
So what is a prophet?
如果我们不了解先知是什么，
If we don't understand what a prophet is,
我们就常常滥用了先知的这一个名字。
Then oftentimes we will misuse this term, the prophet.
所以你看到近代还是很多先知。
So you can see that nowadays, in recent times, there are many prophets.
但是你回到神的话里面，你就看到这些都不是先知。
But if you return to God's words, you know that these are not prophets.
因为严格说起来，
Because strictly speaking,
在新约的里面，特别在圣经启示完了以后，根本就不再需要有先知。
Because during the New Testament time, especially after the revelation of the Bible, there's no need for a prophet.
那因此我们要留意了，先知究竟是什么呢？
So we need to pay attention to what a prophet is.
我们看到先知的出现，
We see that the appearing of a prophet
是在神的子民悖逆神的日子。
It's during the days when God's people rebelled against him.
神所兴起的一个属灵的知识。
It's a ministry that's raised up by God.
这一个属灵的知识是代表神的权柄，在那一个时候的。
And this spiritual ministry is to represent God's authority at that time.
那他的知识的内容就是责备和安慰。
The content of this ministry is to rebuke and to encourage.
对走迷的责备。
For those who walk astray is to rebuke.
对回转的安慰。
For those who return, encouragement.
是这样把人维持在神的旨意里边继续的往前行。
And to keep men within the will of God to continue on.
最简单的一个话就是说，把人从悖逆的里边带回神的面光底下。
To put it simply, is to bring men back from rebellion and to under God's countenance.
这是先知的职事。
And this is the ministry of a prophet.
先知不是一般人所讲的，我能知道将来的事情。
A prophet is not as commonly used by people saying this is someone who can see the future.
现在好多人就有这样的一个错觉，以为先知就是我能知未来的事情。
And many people nowadays they have this misunderstanding, saying a prophet is someone who can see the future.
但是圣经里边所说到的先知，
But the prophets mentioned in the Bible,
虽然他们所发表的有部分是关乎将来的事。
Even though part of what they express has to do with things of the future.
但是那些将来的事不是包罗万有。
But the things of the future doesn't include everything.
而是限于在神那永远的，或者说神那救赎的计划里头的执行的。
But it limits to the execution of God's salvation plan.
在神的救赎的计划以外的事物，神没有必要向人讲。
And the things that are apart from God's salvation plan, God does not need to tell men.
神向人讲话都是把人带回他那个永远的旨意。
When God speaks to men, he always brings people back to his eternal will.
这个就是当年的先知的那个最大的功用。
And this is the greatest function of prophets at that time.
新约开始了以后，
And after the New Testament time begins,
先知的知识还存留一段时间。
The ministry of the prophet still exists for a while.
因为神要把新约的内容继续向教会来启示。
Because God continues to reveal his plan to the New Testament time, the church in the New Testament time.
等到启示录启示完毕了。
And after the book of Revelation is finished.
我们就看到在新约里边提到先知的时候就不是先知。
And then in the New Testament, when it mentions about the prophets, it's no longer called the prophets.
中文圣经把它那个实在的意思是翻出来翻得蛮不错的。
In the Chinese translation, it has a very accurate translation for the term.
先知讲道。
Which is the prophetic teaching.
是重在把神的心意发表出来。
It focuses on to express God's will.
不再是把神要做的事从 隐藏带到明显。
It's no longer bringing God's work from hidden to open.
这是我们读先知书的时候我们要有这样的一个认识。
And we have to have this understanding when we read the prophetic books.
那我们回到以赛亚书的本文里面来。
So now let us go back to the content of Isaiah.
从第一节里头给我们所指出的那个历史的光景来注意一下。
And we'll first pay attention to the historical background pointed out in verse 1.
这一开始他就说了
in
是乌西亚约坦亚哈斯西西加这四个人做犹大王的时候神就借着以赛亚说话。
In the beginning it talks about during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, while they're being kings, God spoke through Isaiah.
那么这四个王，他们那个时候的犹大是怎么样的一个光景呢？
So during this, the reigns of these four kings, what is the condition of Judah at that time?
我们读过历代志，虽然一两年了，但是应该还有点记忆。
In a year or two ago, we read the book of the Chronicles, and we should still have some memory of it.
那在这四个人做王的时候
，When these four kings were reigning,
犹大是在一个走下坡的那个光景。
The Judah was going downhill.
尤其是在亚哈斯做王的时候
，Especially during the reign of Ahaz.
不单是走下坡，而是走到谷底了。
Not only are they going downhill, they're going to the pit.
感谢神，其他的三个王呢，还把犹大带回一点的苏醒。
And thank God, the other three kings, they were bringing Judah back to awakening.
但是在整个的属灵的情况来说呢，犹大在那个时候是往下坡走。
But as a whole, the spiritual condition at that time, Judah was going downhill.
一直走到被掳。
Until they were taken into captives.
所以在以赛亚书的里边呢，就说到将来他们要被掳的事情是说的蛮多的。
So in the book of Isaiah, it has a good part that talks about the time when they were taken into captive.
和我们正好读完的何西阿书呢，有类似的那一种光景。
And it's a similar condition as we just finished reading the book of Hosea.
何西阿书是在以色列快要被掳以前神说的话。
Hosea, the words in the book of Hosea were the words that's right before Judah was taken into captive.
以赛亚也是在犹大要走上被掳的那一个方向开始的时候神说的话。
And the book of Isaiah, the words are spoken when Judah is going to the direction of being taken into captive.
那是当我们读下去的时候，我们就很容易就发觉，整本以赛亚书它的中心的信息是围绕着两个事情。
So it's very clear that we can find in the entire book of Isaiah the focal points are around two points.
一个是基督。
One is Christ.
一个是国度。
One is the kingdom.
虽然这个基督和国度对旧约的人来说是很陌生的。
Even though both Christ and the kingdom is a very strange concept to those in the Old Testament time.
但是因为犹大已经走向一个很低的那个方向。
And because Judah was at a very low point.
如果按照人的眼睛看来，犹大也快没有前途了。
According to what men can see, that Judah is not going to have a future for very long.
但是以色列是神的选民。
But Israel is the chosen people of God.
神在以色列的身上是有一个安排在哪里的。
And God has an arrangement upon Israel.
那在这一个时候呢，以色列虽然还北边的以色列虽然还没有被掳。
So at this time, even though Israel on the north is not taken into captive yet.
但是已经接近了。
But it was going toward that point.
弟兄姊妹也都记得的。
And brothers, you might remember.
以色列的被掳是在西西家做王不久的时候。
The exile of Israel is around that time when Hezekiah was king.
那也就是说，在以赛亚书还没有说完以前。
In other words, it's before the words of Isaiah was finished.
北边的以色列就已经被掳了。
The Israel on the north was sent into exile.
那犹大这一边呢，虽然还维持到一个外边的那一个境前。
And for Judah, even though they are maintaining an outward appearance,
但是那个实际的那个光景还是往下边走的。
But in reality, they are going downhill too.
那是在这样的一种光景的里头，我人就是要问了，那神所应许亚伯拉罕的那些话还要不要继续？
So under this condition, men may ask, those words promised to Abraham, are they going to be fulfilled?
再扩大一点来说。
And to put it in a more open way.
神在以色列出埃及的时候所宣告的，神要建立那个祭司的国度的事情，还要不要继续？
Then when God was leading Israel out of Egypt, the words that he spoke about establishing a kingdom of priests, would that be fulfilled?
如果要继续的话，有什么条件？
If he wants to continue, what kind of conditions would he have?
还有机会吗？
Is there any more opportunity?
如果从眼见的环境来说，这些都好像很渺茫了。
And based on what we can see, the chance is very slim.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
就是在这样好像灵里边黑暗的时间。
It's under this spiritual darkness, this condition.
神就用着以赛亚来在那里发表基督。
God used Isaiah to express Christ.
在那里发表国度。
And to express the kingdom.
在旧约一直到新约。
From the Old to the New Testament.
对基督的预言说的最多的是以赛亚书。
The words that's related to Christ, the most that are spoken are in the book of Isaiah.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
说到基督要怎样怎样怎样。
It talks about how Christ would be.
最先向人发表的是以赛亚书。
The earliest that was expressed was in the book of Isaiah.
让人看到基督就是以色列人所心里边所盼望的那个弥赛亚究竟是怎么回事。
It talks about Christ, who is the Messiah that's expected by people, who he really is.
并且因着这一位弥赛亚。
And because of this Messiah,
那神那个祭司的国度会不会停止呢？
With God's kingdom of priests, would it stop?
不会停止。
It will not.
因为有弥赛亚。
Because that's Messiah.
有基督。
That's Christ.
基督就是弥赛亚。
And Christ is the Messiah.
就是神所拣选的那一个受膏者了。
It's the anointed one chosen by God.
当这一个受膏者一显明出来的时候
，When this anointed one is expressed，
神的旨意还是继续的往前
，God's will continue on，
而不单是往前
，And not only will it continue，
往前到一个程度完成
，It will continues to a point that it would finish。
然后我们感谢我们的主
，We thank our Lord。
那么我们稍微来留意一下
，And let's pay attention to this，
因为。以赛亚书里边所说到的事情是牵连到神那永远的旨意的显明和完成的那个依据。
And the matters in the book of Isaiah has to do with the fulfillment of the eternal will of God.
所以以赛亚书里边有很多的话在以后的日子里头一个一个的应验出来。
So many words that are spoken in the book of Isaiah, they were fulfilled one by one later on.
不是在灵意上面来应验。
It's not fulfilled in a spiritual term.
而是在按照字句的那个表达来应验。
But it's according to the expressions of the words or the letter.
那所以是一本书是非常非常重要的一本。旧约的书卷。
So this book is a very, very important book among the New Testament, Old Testament.
他重要的那个光景呢，可以说可以和新约的启示录是并排的。
And its importance is as important as the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
在旧约就是以赛亚书。
In the Old Testament is the book of Isaiah.
在新约就是启示录。
And the New Testament is the Revelation.
那因此，在教会的历史的里头。
So in the history of the church.
以赛亚书受的攻击也是非常非常的多的。
And the attack that's this.Against the book of Isaiah is very fierce.
啊，许多人都认定以赛亚书不是以赛亚写的。
And many believe that the book of Isaiah was not written by Isaiah.
也不是在以赛亚的那个日子写的。
And also, it was not written during the time of Isaiah.
那这是对我们来说，我们说。提出这些话来有什么意思呢？
And for us, we would think that this, what is it, what kind of meaning does it have when someone raised these words?
我们是觉得是没有什么意思。
And we think that's meaningless.
就像前一阵子热闹了一段时间的那个达芬奇的密码。
And for just like a little while ago, at the Da Vinci Code, it was popular for a while.
轰的一阵子，那也就归于无有了。
And a lot of people talked about it for a while, and then it came to an end.
但是人就喜欢讲。
But people like to talk about it.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
我们注意的。
Well, we can pay attention to this.
这不是人的问题。
This is not the problem of men.
这是人背后的一些属灵的问题。
It's the some spiritual matters behind men.
前几天我还看到一个姊妹，在 email 在那个电邮里头传给我们的一些文件。
And a few days ago, a sister forwarded an email to me.
那个文件是讲约翰福音又不是约翰写的。
That email says that the Gospel of John was not written by John.
因为约翰福音呢是只能说是约翰的三个门徒写的。
And the Gospel of John was written by the three disciples of John.
这些很无聊的事。
And this is nonsense.
因为你读以赛读约翰福音的时候，你读到最末了，你很清楚的看到约翰在那里签了名的。
Because at the end of the Gospel of John, you can clearly see that John signed his name there.
记住了这些事情，就是主所爱的那个门徒。
And he said that it is the disciple that's loved by the Lord.
就是这个门徒。
Who wrote all these words? Is that disciple?
但是你晓得，人就喜欢搞这个。
But my sisters, you know people like to do these things.
但是我们不是看人喜欢搞这个。
But we're not focusing on what men like.
喜欢搞这个人的背后。
But we want to look at what's behind these people.
如同我们的主复活了以后，人就那些祭司长就买通那些那些罗马兵丁说，你们说他的门徒把他偷走的。
It's just like after our Lord resurrected, the chief priest, the high priest would bribe the Roman soldiers to tell the people that some people stole his body away.
都是同一个光景。
It's under the same circumstance.
那人家怎么来说这个以赛亚呢？
So what do people say about Isaiah?
他们那说到这些，我不能不稍微说一些题外的话。
And because of this, I need to speak something. Speakers of something that's outside of this book.
前几个世纪，在文学的那方面呢，出现了一种学问。
A few centuries ago, in among the realm of literature, there's some discussion.
那种学问的叫做对文学进行批评的。
And is studying about criticism against some literature.
但是说他批评说的还是不太准确。
But it's not entirely accurate to say it's a criticism.
真正来说是对那些文学作品要进行考据的。
And what they're trying to say is they want to find out the roots of some literature.
考据那个作品，考据那个作者。
They want to find out the authenticity of the literature and the authors.
这一种学问后来就传到宗教界里边来。
And this kind of study has passed on to the religious realm.
也影响了当时的基督教。
And it also has affected Christianity at that time.
那个影响是蛮大的。
And the effect was really great.
弟兄姊妹晓得在基督教里头在几个世纪以前出现了一些所谓在当时来说就是叫新派了 简单的来说是新派了。
And a few centuries ago, that we know that in the realm of Christianity, that some liberal theology appeared.
现在就叫做自由派了。
And nowadays we call them the liberals.
当然他们中间是还有一个发展的过程，我们不说它了。
And we won't pay attention to the development of this.
那就是因着这一个做学问的功夫所带出的结果所影响的。
And it was affected by this kind of study.
那这个一般就称为叫做高等批评学。
And,
higher criticism.
In general, people would call it a higher criticism or testing of authenticity.
那么他们考据的结果就说
The result that they find was that
以赛亚不是一个人
Isaiah was not one person
起码有三个人
That's at least three people
并且他们的年代不是在主前
Also their days were not before the Lord
是在主后三百年左右
It's 300 years after Christ
是那些呢根据这个历史发展过的一些记录把它继承这个以赛亚
It's based on some records and the development of history
那个细节也许我 不一定说得很准确
And I might not be accurate in the details
但是那个大概的情况是这样
But in general, that's the circumstance
那弟兄说你注意
The brothers and sisters take note
以赛亚说一开始就说 以赛亚是谁
In the beginning of the book of Isaiah it talks about who Isaiah was
那以赛亚是谁呢
Who is Isaiah?
他是说他亚摩斯的儿子。
He's the son of Amos.
那这个亚摩斯是谁呢
？And who's this Amos?
这里没有交代。
It doesn't tell us here.
但是你在犹太人的谱系的里边就找出来了。
But in the genealogy of the Jews that we can find out.
以赛亚是一个王室里头的人。
Isaiah belongs to a royal family.
他是。亚麻谢的兄弟的儿子
He is the son of the brother of Amasiah
那亚麻谢是谁呢
And who is Amasiah
亚麻谢是乌西亚王的兄弟
Amasiah is the brother of King Uzziah
那弟兄姊妹你就看到那个关系
And then verse 6 you can see the relationship
那因此以赛亚这里很清楚地指出他的出生和他的年代。
So here it tells us very clearly about the birth of Isaiah and his time.
但是你光是这样说，人家就会讲，那是历史上的事情，你可以写出来，你找出证据吗？
But if you only say this, then people can say that it's a matter of the history. You could write it this way, but can you give us some proofs?
的确不太容易找出证据。
And it's not easy to find some proofs.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
人找不出证据。
Man may not be able to find any proof.
神就给人看见证据。
But God let people see the proof.
神怎么给他证据呢
？And how does God prove it?
我想弟兄姊妹们，应该听过有这样的一个名词
And brothers should have heard this term
这个名词叫做什么呢
And what is this term?
叫做死海古卷
Is the dead scroll of the scroll of the Dead Sea
什么叫做死海古卷
And what is the scroll of the Dead Sea?
那是在死海里头他们考古学家所发现出来的一些古文物
It's some ancient artifact discovered by some archaeologists in the Dead Sea.
其中有好多就是那个旧约圣经的抄本
and many of them is the manuscript of the Old Testament.
在这些抄本的里边有一其中有一卷以赛亚书整卷不是零碎的。
Among these manuscripts is the entire book of Isaiah.
但是那一个找出来的那个补卷啊是什么时候的东西呢？
And this manuscript that was found, what time period did it belong to?
大概是主前三百年的。
It's around 300 BC.
我那年去以色列的时候也去了他们那个博物馆来看了这个补卷的整个的展览。
And when I went to Israel, I went to the museum to see the display of this manuscript.
当然我不认识那些文字。
And of course I do not understand those words.
不过那里有解说。
But that's explanation there.
他们在都是抄写在那个羊皮上面很完整。
And those were written on sheepskin, it's very, very intact.
神不早也不晚。
And God is not early or he's not late.
就是在第二次世界大战结束不久就让人在死海边就发现了这些文物。
It was shortly after the end of World War II that men discovered the scroll.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
人可以对神的话语用各种各样的方法来降低他是出于神的这个事实。
That man can use different ways to criticize and to deprave the value of God's words.
但是神自己在那里给人证据来看见他的话是不能
But God himself gives man proof that his words cannot be changed.
那好了，我们现在来注意了。
Now let's pay attention to this.
这几个人做犹大王的时候。
And when these people are kings of Judah.
这一个亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚就得到神的启示。
Isaiah, son of Amos, received a vision from God.
得到什么启示呢？
And what kind of vision did he receive?
是论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
It's concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
他所得的默示是有范围的。
And that's a boundary of the vision.
不是包含很广的。
And it does not contain a lot.
但是你也不能说它不含包含很广。
But on the other hand, you cannot say it doesn't contain too much.
当你看到基督的启示的时候，你就知道那个与很宽广的范围有关的。
Because when you see the revelation of Christ, then you know that the realm or the boundary is quite large.
当我们看到国度的那个启示的时候，你也看到是和很宽广的范围有关的。
And also when you see the revelation of the kingdom, you can see it includes a great deal.
但是我们不能不注意到。
But we have to take note.
以赛亚书的里头说到基督的启示和国度的启示的时候。
In the book of Isaiah, when it talks about the revelation of Christ and the kingdom.
它那个焦点不是对着万民。
The focus is not to all people.
它是包括万民。
It includes all.
也可以说是包括全地。
And it includes the entire land.
但是那个焦点却不是全地，也不是万民。
But the focus is not on the entire land and all people.
那个焦点是在犹大和耶路撒冷。
The focus is on Judah and Jerusalem.
那为什么是犹大和耶路撒冷呢？
And why is it on Judah and Jerusalem?
当然你说当那个时候以赛亚是在犹大国的先知，他就说犹大。
You might say because Isaiah is the prophet in Judah, that's why he talks about Judah.
耶路撒冷是犹大国的京城，所以他也就说到这个京城里头的事。
And Jerusalem was the capital of Judah, that's why he talks about the capital.
这个是从表面上来看。
And this is just on the surface.
如果我们是回到神那个祭火的那个启示来说的时候，你看到犹大，你就看到那个祭司的国度了。
But if we return back to the plan of God, we can see
特别是那个国度里边的王。
We can see Judah, and we can especially see the king of the kingdom.
因为那个国度里面的王是从犹大支派出来的。
Because of the king of the kingdom is from the tribe of Judah.
而当你看到耶路撒冷的时候
，and when we look at Jerusalem,
你晓得那个是国度的京城。
You know that this is the capital of the kingdom.
所以，以赛亚说到犹大和耶路撒冷。对以色列人来说，那是当时神说话的那个焦点。
So when Isaiah talked about Judah and Jerusalem, for the Israelites, that's the focus of God's words.
啊，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
那因此，当我们注意到这样的一件事情的时候
，So when we take note of this,
我们读以赛亚书，我们就不要把以赛亚。所说到的事情就没有原则的把它扩大到一个没有界限的那种光景。
So when we read the words of the book of Isaiah that we should pay attention and not to expand the words to a boundless realm.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然以赛亚书是包括全地和
Even though the book of Isaiah it includes the entire land and all people.
但弟兄姊妹，千万千万要抓紧，那个焦点是在祭司的国度和国度的王。
But brothers, make sure you have a good understanding. This is about the kingdom of priests and the king of the kingdom.
好，那我们从第一节的里面先找到这样的。领会的时候，我们就进入以赛亚书。
So after we gain understanding from verse one, we will enter into the book.
那我想这样给弟兄姊妹们有一个概念。
So I'd like to give brothers and sisters this concept.
从第一章到第五章。
From chapter one to chapter five.
那可以说是整个以赛亚书的那一个序言。
And this is the prelude of the entire book of Isaiah.
是很开阔的，从犹大的堕落一直说到国度的复兴。
And it talks about the fall of Judah and also the restoration of the kingdom in general.
然后从第六章开始一直到后来，那就是这一段时间事情的发展，它是。是怎么的出现
？And from chapter 6 on until the end, it talks about the development of the matter.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你看到这里头，神的国度要显出来。
When we read here, we can see the manifestation of God's kingdom.
地对神主的国度的那一个对抗。
And the opposition of the land to the kingdom of God.
人对主的国度的那一个抵挡
，and the people how they rebel against the kingdom of God.
感谢神
，but thank God.
不管地和人是怎样的在那里拒绝神的国度
，no matter how the land and the people reject the kingdom of God.
但是神的国度一定按照神的旨意来完成。
But the kingdom of God will be fulfilled according to God's will.
那以赛亚书又分成有66章
，and there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah.
你也可以很明显的把它分成两个大段
，and you can divide it into two.
前面的那39章
，the first 39 chapters
是神公义的彰显
，is the manifestation of God's righteousness.
这是说到旧约那个特。那些特点
，and which is the characteristics of the Old Testament.
然后从40章开始的幕后那27章
，and from chapter 40 on the rest of the 27 chapters.
就充满了安慰和应许
，it's full of encouragement and promises.
这里面很自然就给我们看到新约里头的一个缩影
Very naturally, we'll see this is a short review of the New Testament.
我们感谢神。
We thank the God.
从开头那三十 九章的里边那个 结局就是说犹大要被掳。
The result of the first 39 chapter is that Judah will be sent to exile.
但是从40章一开始 开始
But from chapter 40 on,
然后那27章呢
The last 27 chapters.
那也就是说在被掳已经成了定局了
When,
以后
This after the fact thatbeing exiled is determined.
神的信实仍然让他的百姓活在一个荣耀的指望里。
Because of the faithfulness of God, he allows his people to live in a glorious hope.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那我们大概了解到以赛亚书的那个整本书的内容结构的时候
So when we have a general understanding of the structure of the book of Isaiah
要进入以赛亚书的本文了
Then we'll enter into the text of the book of Isaiah
从第一章的第二节开始
From chapter 1 verse 2
一直到第十七节
Until verse 17
弟兄姊妹们，你看到一件什么事情呢？
And what kind of matter can you find out, Francis?
你看到神在那里有一个很沉重的叹息。
And you can see here that's a great sigh from God.
也可以说神一个很伤痛的那种心情在哪里发表。
Or that there's a great sadness revealed from God.
还有许多时候我们不太会领会神的感情的。
Many times we do not understand God's compassion.
我们的心思里头会不会想到神也会有伤感的。
And in our hearts we would not think of that God would be sad too.
我们以为神他任何时间他都是那样 一本正经的。
And we would think that God is very solemn all the time.
那弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
这是人的想法
This is our thoughts
我们的神你如果你要说到他的圣洁和公义他是绝顶的圣洁和公义
If you want to talk about the holiness and the righteousness of God He is absolutely holy and righteous
若是你要说到他的怜悯慈爱同情啊
But if you want to talk about his love and mercy and compassion,
他的感情给地上任何一个人都丰富。
And he is more compassionate than any man on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，这一点我们必须要很清楚的。
And brothers, we need to be very clear on this point.
如果你不清楚，你就问一问自己就可以清楚了。
If you're not clear, then you should ask yourself, then you will be clear.
怎么问自己？
And how do you ask yourself?
你问自己有没有感情？
And ask yourself if you have feelings.
你说怎么会没有？
You say, how would I not have feelings?
那你接着再问。
And then you can ask.
那我的感情从哪里来？
Where do my feelings come from?
有答案了吗？
Do you have an answer?
答案出来
The answer comes out.
我们人是神造出来
的。We, as human beings, we're created by God.
神把他的那个生气吹到我们里面去的时候
When God breathed into us.
也就是把神的那一种情感性质意志各方面都不是全部都是那个性那个性质就送到我们里头了。
That God at the same time when He breathed in us, He gave us His feelings, His nature, and His will.
我们所有的那个心思意念情感能发表出来。
And the we can manifest our hearts, our will, and our mind.
如果不是因着我们的祖宗堕落而
If it wasn't because of the corruption brought forth by the fall of our fathers,
我们所发表出来的都是神的自己。
Then what we could manifest is God, entirely God Himself.
不然的话，你怎么可以代替神去管理神所造的一切？
Otherwise, how could we manage all that is created by God.
我们以为万有都浮在我们的权柄的底下是我的本事。
We thought that it is because of ability that all is under our authority.
不是。
It's not.
按照我们的本相，我们不过是一堆泥土。
According to us, we're just dust.
所以能有那样的发表，乃是因为神的性质进到我们的里边。
And we can have such manifestation, it's because the God's nature has entered into us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，千万不要以为神是常常板起脸来看你的。
So brothers and sisters, don't think that God is always very straight.
不，神是满了情感对着他名下的人。
And it's not the case that God is full of compassion.
现在你就看到了。
Toward his people.
第二点你留意。
So now we can see in verse 2.
他说天啊要听。地啊侧耳听。因为耶和华说我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽。以色列却不认识我我的名却不留意。
Verse 2, Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I weared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
弟兄姊妹们，我们先来留意这几句话。
Brothers, let's first take note of these verses.
就是底下的话也是按照这几句话里头发表出来的。
And the verses followed on is based on these two verses.
我们人走到尽头的时候
When man come to an end
写文章的人就在那里说呼天唤地
So people would say that we will call to the heaven and to the earth
而就写出了那个人那个情绪是到了一个很差好像很不受约束的那种关系。
And it tells of the feelings of the people is under condition, is not restrained.
而如果我们用这样的一个概念来看神说这几句话。
And if we use that concept to look at these words,
你留意到神当时的情绪是怎样。
And you can see what kind of feelings did God have at that time.
神的情感受伤得很重。
That God was deeply hurt.
虽然神不会走到绝境。
Even though God would not go to an end.
因为神没有绝境这个字在他的字典里。
Because there's no dead end in God's vocabulary.
但是神的情感会给激动到一个地步让神的那一个他的伤痛尽情地发表出来。
But God's feelings will be incited in a way that he would fully express his sadness.
神在这里好像呼天唤地说你们留意我现在要说什么话。
It seems like God is calling to heaven and earth to tell the people, listen to my words.
他说我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟背逆我。
He said that I rear children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me.
神的话就在用一些具体的人接触到的那种生活里边的情形来形容这种情况情形。
And God used some concrete examples that man can understand to describe this condition.
就是牛认识主人的
says,
牛认识主人
It says that the ox knows his master.
驴也认识主人的槽
And the donkey is owner's manger.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这里几句话。
My sisters, take note of these
words. 如果我们把这些放到我们平常的一般领会里头来啊，你就知道神的心是多难受。
And if we try to understand it, that we can feel how God was so he was so sad.
神说我养育儿女。
God said that I reared children and brought them up, but they rebelled against me.
那当然这个是指着以色列。
Of course, this is pointing at Israel.
包括南边的犹大和北边的以色列。
And it includes Judah in the south and Israel on the north.
都是落到这种光景里。
And they are both under this condition.
神把他们培育长成。
That God reared them.
他们离弃神。
But they departed from God.
然后神说牛认识主人。
And God said the ox knows his master.
弟兄姊妹们，我们平常说这个人很牛，牛很牛气。
And Francis sometimes will say this person is very stubborn.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
不是一个好的恭维的话。
And this is not a positive comment.
总是说 你就是一股牛脾气。
And you are stubborn as an ox.
很粗。
And you're very rough.
没有感觉。
Then you don't have much feelings.
但是神在这说，你尽管看牛是这个样子。
But God said here, even though you look at the oxes like this,
他还认识他的主人。
But the ox knows his master.
他知道哪个是他的主人。
It knows who his master is.
再说，驴也认识主人的槽。
And then the donkey knows his owner's manger.
驴不认识主人是不是
Is that true that the donkey does not know his master?
啊，驴不认识主人也说得过去，因为我们平时骂人都骂人说你这个笨驴。
And sometimes we'll say you silly donkey to describe a person.
中西都是骂人笨驴。
And then sometimes we'll say you stupid donkey.
所以你就是跟驴子一样。
And then people say you're just like a donkey.
但是神说驴虽然你说它笨它还认得主人的槽。
But even though you think donkeys might be stupid,
它会回到它该去的地方。
They know their owner's manger, they would go to where they belong.
它不会在外头乱跑。
They would not go astray.
它会回到它那里，因为它知道回到主人的槽里面，它可以有草吃，有水喝。也可以没受打扰的在那里歇歇。
And they will return to the owner's manger because they know in there they will find shelter and water and food.
那我们把神这样说这个几句话来用另外的一个话来说。
And if we try to put these words spoken by God in other words, what are these words?
那就是说。
Which is to say,
神的百姓比牲畜也不如。
That the people of God is worse than animals.
弟兄姊妹们，如果现在换过那个地位，我们站在神的地位，我们的儿女是站在以色列的那个地位，那你做父母的那个心思会，那个感觉会是怎样？
And if we switch position, that we are standing in God's position.And our children are standing on the other hand, on the other side. How would you feel?
我想起我们从前在广州的时候一些妇人啊给孩子气得要死的时候。
And I remember when I was in Guangzhou, there are some women, when they are really angry with their children.
他们会说这样的一句话。
And they would say these words.
我生下一个蛋还比较生两三还要好。
It's better for me to give birth to an egg than to give birth to you.
我生个蛋下来啊，我不喜欢，我还可以把它吃掉。
If I give birth to an egg, if I don't like it, I can eat it.
身上你来的时候，除了你气我以外，什么都没有。
And I give birth to you, there's nothing else you do but to make me angry.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你晓得。说到这些话的时候，你就晓得那个感情受伤到一个什么的程度。
And when you hear these words, and you will know how hurt the feelings are.
那弟兄姊妹们
，My brothers and sisters，
你注意了。
Let's take note.
当神说了这个牛跟驴以后，他就说
，After God talked about the ox and the donkey，
以色列却不认识我。
He said that Israel does not know.
我的名却不留意。
My people do not understand.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不得不注意。
My sisters, we have to take note.
这个以色列包括多大的范围？
What does this Israel include?
如果单是指着北边的那个以色列国，
If it's only about the northern Israel,
我们说、那是对的，因为北边的以色列离弃神很久了。
And we will agree and say this is correct because the Israel on the north, they have forsaken God.
但是你说犹大也是这样吗？
But we will ask, is Judah the same?
你看看那四个王。
When we look at these four kings,
除了约哈斯以外，
except Ahaz,
那三个王在神面前还算是不错呢。
The three other kings, they are okay before God.
那这个以色列有没有包括这个犹大呢？
So does this Israel include Judah?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们注意到这个点的时候，
When we pay attention to this point,
你就留意到了。
Then we will see.
虽然那个时候犹大还没有越出轨道太远。
Even though at that time Judah has not trespassed too far
away. 但在神的鉴察的里边已经看见犹大的那个方向。
But under God's watching, he could see the direction that Judah is going.
但是我们说，有那么严重的光景吗？
And we would say that is it such a serious condition?
只要我们懂得犹大，还记得犹大的历史。
And if we remember the history of Judah,
我们就知道那个情形的确是如此。
Then we know that the condition was truly like that.
我想这里提到四个王。
Here it mentions about four kings.
Uzziah. 他末年末后的日子，在神的面前是做了一些愚昧的事。
In his last days, he has done something foolish before God.
他做了那个愚昧的事，是显明他心里头并没有尊神为大、为重、为高。
That the foolish things that he had done show that he did not exalt God as the highest, as the most important. And at the end, he had leprosy. And why did he get leprosy? Because he wanted to burn incense in the temple. The priests were trying to keep him away.And they said, King, it is not your part to burn incense. This is done by the descendants of Aaron.
你不能做这样的事情，
And you could not do this to offend God.
他不管，
But he would not pay attention.
他还要下命令要把那阻挡他的人是不是要杀掉，还说不准了。
And he...even gave commands to maybe kill those who tried to keep him away.
正在他这里发威的时候，神就让他长了大麻风。
So when he was doing this, God gave him leprosy.
就进他余下的一生，就是在大麻风的里头过去。
So for the rest of his life, he spent as a leper.
然后是他的儿子约坦。
And then his son Jotham.
那约坦。
For Jotham.
没有什么太大的过失。
He did not have any too big of a mistake.
不过他也没很多的建树。
But he didn't do much good either.
就是把犹大维持在一个上上不去，下又好像不甘心的那个光景就是了。
So he kept Judah in the mediocre condition.
但是到了亚哈斯的时候，
But when it came to Ahaz,
那个问题就完全不一样了。
And the issue was completely different.
弟兄姊妹们，我们还记得亚哈斯做王的时候的事情。
And brothers and sisters, we still remember when Ahaz was reigning.
如果说从外面来看，
And outwardly,When we look at it,
那时候他受亚兰人的那个欺压。
That he was oppressed by the people of Aram.
又想找亚述人来帮他忙来对付亚兰人。
And he wanted to seek help from the Assyrians to help him deal with the people of Aram.
结果亚述人来到犹大的时候没有帮他的忙，反倒给他更多的一些的欺压。
But when the Assyrians came to Jerusalem, they didn't give him much help, but on the other hand, they oppressed him.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了，
sister,
那个时候犹大的那个国势啊是很衰弱的，可以说是任凭外敌来宰割他。
So at that time, Judah as a nation was very weak. It was letting the other nations, to oppress them the way they want.
我们要问的是这个。
But what we need to ask is this.
为什么他们落到那么低的地步？
Why would they fall into such a low condition?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看犹大和以色列的历史的时候，我们不能拿一般的人文的历史的观点去看的。
So when we look at the history of Judah and Israel, we cannot just look at it from a general point of view.
因为你用人文的历史观点去看的时候，那只不过是民族跟民族、国家跟国家的那些矛盾、那些冲突。
And when we look at it from a human history point of view, that we can only see that's conflicts between people and conflicts between nations.
但是你看，有以色列这个民族，为什么不能用人文的那个观点去看呢？
And why do we say that we cannot use the human point of view or history point of view?
简单的答案就是因为他们是神的选民。
And simply put, it's because they are the chosen people of God.
细致一点的是说神跟他们立过约。
And we'll go a little deeper, is that because God has established a covenant with
them. 我们读何西俄书的时候也一再的提到和以色列所经历的许多的事情是因为他们背弃了与神立约的事情。
And in the book of Hosea, we've mentioned that many things that encountered by Israel was a result of them rebelling against the covenant established with God.
神跟以色列人立约，你不要管它里面的内容有多少。
God's covenant with Israel, we won't pay attention to the content.
但是原则是一个是很清楚的。
But the principle was one, it's very clear.
如果人按照立约的事情活，
If man live by the conditions of the covenant,
神的祝福就丰丰满满的在他们那里显明。
And God's blessings will be abundantly manifested on the
people. 如果人不按照立约的那件事情来执行义务，
But if the people do not do the duties according to the covenant,
那么人就会落在神的追讨的里头。
Then the people will fall under the pursuit of God.
那所以我们看到以色列的历史的时候，
So when we look at the history of Israel,
他们升高的时候，你看见是因为他们和神的关系准确又正常。
When they exalted, it was because the relationship with God is accurate and normal.
你看到他们受欺压或是碰到极大的困扰的时候，
And when they were oppressed or they encountered great difficulties,
你都看见那个原因不是因为他们衰弱了，
You could see the reasons not because they were weak,
而是他们和神的关系出了大问题，
But it's because there's a great problem in the relationship with God.
那如果说亚哈斯做王的时候，
But if we say during the reign of Ahaz,
他因着他所遭遇的那个政治、军事、外交的那一种难处啊，他里边苏醒过来的话，
If he was awakened by the difficulties he encountered politically, diplomatically, or military,
他回转到神的面前，
and he returned back to God,
那他的难处就过去了。
Then his difficulties
would pass. 但是亚哈斯没有这样做。
But Ahaz didn't do that.
我们读到亚哈斯做王的时候的历史的时候，
When we read the history while Ahaz was reigning,
你很清楚地看到，
that we can see very clearly.
他看见亚兰人能胜过他。
He can see that Aram can overcome him.
他就认为亚兰人的神比耶和华神还要高明。
Then he decided it was because the God of Aram was greater than his God.
所以他就停止了在耶和华殿里头的一切的活动，而把亚兰人的那个神搬进来。
So he stopped all the activities in the temple of God and brought the God of Aram back.
并且
back.
越座的人想象不到的那样的厉害。
And then the more and more he did it, and to a point is beyond people's imagination.
连圣殿的门都关闭起来。
Even the door of the temple was closed.
所有在神在耶和华神面前的一切律法里边所吩咐的事情全都停止。
All the things that are mentioned in the laws, they were all stopped.
整个犹大国就变成了一个外邦偶像的展览会场。
And the entire Judah is like a display ground for the foreign idols.
特别在大街那个人往来的最多的那个地方，为亚兰的神来筑一个坛。
And in the busiest place, among all the cities, that he would build altars for the god of Aram.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个就是亚哈做王的时候的光景。
But since you can see that's the condition when Ahaz was reigning.
我个人很深的体会到。
And I have this deep understanding.
主在这里说这些话的时候，就是指着亚哈斯的时候说。
When the Lord was speaking about all these things, it was pointing at the time when Ahaz.
虽然以后西西家的做王的时候呢，就把这种光景停止了，恢复了圣殿里边的侍奉和敬拜。
So even later on, when Hezekiah was the king, that he stopped all these and he restored all the activities in the temple.
但是用人的话来讲，就在犹大的历史里边留下一个历史的伤口了。
But using men's words, it has left a wound in the history of Judah.
用属灵的话来讲，就在神的百姓当中制造了一个没有给堵塞的破口。
And in spiritual terms, that they have created this gap that's not filled.
因为从那一个时候开始。
Because from that time on,
犹大是有了一些外边的福星。
That Judah has some external restoration.
但是里头确实有好多好多的败坏，是亚哈斯那个时候起的头所留下来的。
But within or on the inside, there's a lot of corruption that's started during the time of Ahaz.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们读约西亚王的历史的时候。
My sisters, remember when we read about the king of Josiah.
约西亚是带给犹大一个小小的复兴。
That the king of Josiah has brought a small revival.
如果你从外面来看的时候，犹大有希望了。
Externally, we would say that there's hope in Judah.
但是你没想到。
But beyond what we could think of.
当约西亚一死。
After Josiah died.
比方所说的言，说的言，言，言，夸张一点。
To exaggerate a little bit.
约西亚今天晚上死掉了。
That Josiah died tonight.
第二天早晨，整个犹大就又成了那个拜偶像的国家。
The next morning, the entire Judah has become a ground for idol worshipping.
就是你说怎么会有那么快的转变呢？
And you might ask, how could there be such a quick change?
我们没办法想得透。
We cannot imagine this.
但是历史就是这样发生。
But history develops as this.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our Lord.
他终究给我们看到那个问题出在哪里。
He let us see where the problem arises.
因为有这个以西结书。
And because of the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书就把那个犹大国那个属灵的真相向我们打开了。
In the book of Ezekiel, open up the true spiritual condition of Judah.
原来约西亚做王的时候。
Because when Josiah was reigning,
上层好像回转归上层。
The upper class or the higher level, people that they, as if they have a restoration, a revival.
但是底下的人。
But the people below, the common people,
包括好多高官
including many high-rank officials,
他们是暗暗在那里拜偶像
they were worshipping idols hiddenly,
甚至把偶像搬到神的殿的里边去
even to a point they brought the idols to God's temple,
所以难怪约西亚一离世整个犹大就翻转过来
no wonderAfter Josiah passed, the whole Judah has turned around.
那这个事情是什么时候才起头的呢?
And when did all this happen or begin?
Ahaz.
It's during the time of Ahaz.
亚哈是起了一个头。
The Ahaz has began it.
以后马拿西又另外的再来补充一些。
And Manasseh has done something extra.
犹大整个的属灵的根基就好像给挖翻过来了。
And the foundation of Judah, the spiritual condition has been uprooted.
所以在那一个时候，如果从外面来看，除了亚哈斯，其他那三个王还没有把犹大带到一个什么 不妥当的光景。
So from externally, when we look at this, except Ahaz, the other three kings, they have not brought Judah into a bad condition.
但是犹大堕落的那个基础已经在那里建筑好了。
But the foundation of the fall of Judah was established already.
在神的鉴察的里边，神已经看到他们没有办法能逃脱那一个被掳的那个结局。
Under God's examination, that Judah would not be able to escape the fact that they would be taken to exile.
神怎么甘心看见他所买赎的这一批他的百姓落到被赎的那种情形的里边？
And how would God be willing to see the people he has redeemed to be sent into exile?
神把他们从埃及带出来。
That God has brought them out of Egypt.
领他们进到迦南地。
And brought them into the land of Canaan.
神要在那里借着他们来带进神那个荣耀的旨意的完成。
And God wished to manifest his eternal will through them.
但现在你看到北国已经不说了，现在只是说犹大，你又是这样的朝着那个阴暗来奔跑。
But now we can see Judah, it is going toward darkness.
难怪神的心里边是那样的伤痛。
No wonder God was so sad.
所以我们往上去看的时候，
And if we continue to read on,
你 看到神的话说到好像不知道该再说什么好。
We can see in God's words, it's as if he does not know how to continue on.
刚才我特别提到那个以色列。
Earlier, I made special mention about Israel.
他说牛认识主人，驴认识主人的草。
It says the ox knows his master and the donkey is master's manger.
以色列却不认识。
But Israel does not know.
以色列却不认识。
Israel does not know.
不认识什么？
What does it not know?
好像没有，那没有下文。
It as if it didn't explain it here.
但是从上文就看到他不认识什么。
But from the text before this, you can tell what he does not know about.
以色列不认识他的主。
That Israel does not know his Lord.
但是稀奇的是在这里。
But what's amazing is this.
因为上面明明是说是。那个末世是论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
But what's amazing is that what's mentioned before is that the vision is concerning about Judah and Jerusalem.
那如果是犹大和耶路撒冷，那根本和北边的那个十个支派的以色列是没有关联。
If it's only for Judah and Jerusalem, then it has nothing to do with Israel on the north.
那神在这里说到这个事情的时候，好像又把北边的那个十个以色列也带进来。
But when God was talking about this, it's as seemingly he is bringing back the Israel, the ten tribes on the north. Brothers and sisters,
要非常非常清楚的注意。
Let's have a very, very clear understanding.
神说是论到犹大和耶路撒冷，就是犹大和耶路撒冷。
When God says it's concerning Judah and Jerusalem, it is about Judah and Jerusalem.
但为什么又说到以色列？
Then why does he mention Israel?
弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
如果你从上文来留意，
If you look at the text ahead of this,
我刚才不是说吗？说到神的百姓比牲畜都不如。
And I mentioned earlier, it talks about the people of God is worse than animals.
你 在这里你看到神说了。
And here, God said,
以色列却不认识。
Israel does not know.
以色列。
Israel.
在神 的选召的里头，是一个非常非常尊贵的名字。
In God's calling, this is a very glorious name.
是神的王子。
He's the prince of God.
我们记得雅各在皮罗以勒的那天晚上的事情，你就知道以色列的来历。
If we remember Jacob on the night of Peniel, then we will remember the name of Israel.
在这里很明显的给我们留意到一件事。
Here it very clearly let us know about this.
他的百姓是这样的败落的时候。
When God sees how his people has fallen,
他心里面所注意的不单单是犹大。
In his heart, he does not only focus on Judah.
而是他整个的那一个拣选过来的神的子民。
But it's the entire people, the chosen people of God.
所以说到以色列却不认识。
So when he says, but Israel does not know.
是把北边十个支派国也包括进来，是整个的以色列来说的。
That he has included the ten tribes on the north is the entire Israel.
因为在下文你就看到。
Because what follows you can see.
以色列却不认识。
But Israel does not know.
那以色列变成什么了？
What does Israel, what has it become?
你往下上去看。
If you continue to read on.
第四节。
Verse 4.
犯罪的国民，当着罪孽的百姓，行恶的种类，坏坏的儿女。
Sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption.
你看到一件什么事情？
And what matters do you see here?
从以色列变成这样一大堆的说人物好像还高抬了，你说是东西又好像是过分。
That Israel has become all these, and we would say that these are all these people or things.
但事实上，他们在神面前真的是落到这样的一种光景。
But in fact, they have fallen into such condition before God.
具体的事情表明在哪里呢？
And what is it, this manifested concretely?
具体的事情就表明，第一，离弃耶和华。
First is to forsake God,
藐视以色列的圣者，
and they have spurned the Holy One of Israel,
与他生疏，
and turned their backs on him.
往后退步。弟兄姊妹，你留意这几句话，不是明明指着亚哈斯当时所做的事情来做一个结论吗？
Verses on these words, the conclusion pointing to the matters done by Ahaz.
用偶像来代替耶和华。
They have replaced the Lord with idols.
用亚兰的神的坛来代替耶和华的坛。
They have replaced the altar of the Lord with the altar of the God of Aram.
一个更进一步，把圣殿的门都关闭了，不再打开了。
And even one step further, they shut the door of the temple and do not open it anymore.
这不是离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者，与他生疏，往后退步。
Isn't it about forsaking the Lord, spurned the Holy One of Israel, and turned back to God?
再下到底下。
And then,
为什么屡次的悖逆还要受责打吗？你们已经满头疼痛，全心发昏，从脚掌到头顶，没有一处完全的，尽是伤口、青肿与新打的伤痕。都还没有收口，也没有残果，也没有用膏滋润。
And we just read verse 5 and 6.
弟兄姊妹，你不看这不是亚哈斯当时的那个光景吗？
Verses isn't it the condition of Ahaz?
亚兰人践踏他们。
The people of Aram, they trembled against them.
亚述人践踏他们。
And the Syrian trembled on them.
连埃及人也在那里践踏他们。
Even the Egyptians, they trembled on them.
他们甚至把圣殿里边的那个金啊泥啊都收刮下来要送给亚述人。
And they took all the gold and silver to give to the Assyrians.
也没有得到亚述人的那一个同情。
But yet they did not gain the sympathy of the Assyrians.
如果我们用那段历史的事情和这神在这里说的这个话来比较一下，你看到那个光景是不是正是一个模样。
And if we compare the history of Ahaz to these words described here, aren't they the same?
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你注意神说这几句话， 我很深的体会到，神真的是，如果神会流泪的话，神是流着泪来说的。
That I deeply feel that if God would cry, He would be crying when He speak all these words.
我们的主在地上做人的时候，他哭过好多的遍。
When our Lord was a human being on earth, He has cried many times.
但神会不会哭？这个我不敢说，到多半是大概不会的。
But for the matter, if God would cry, I would not be able to make a conclusion.
但是如果他会的话，他说这几句话实在是流着好多的眼泪来说的。
But if he could cry, that he would speak these words with tears.
你怎么体会的？
And how could we understand this?
你受管教到这样的一个还不醒悟。
It says that you are disciplined to such a point that you are not awakened.
神那个着眼点不是在他们受多少的管教，而是神说受了那么许多的管教，你的心还不醒过来。
The focal point of God is not how much discipline they have received, but it's the point that after all this discipline, that they will not repent.
对别的民族来说，也许还说得过去。
For it might be okay to talk about other tribes this way.
对以色列的这个民族来说，是说不过去的。
But for Israel, it would not be the case.
因为他们和神有立约的事情在那里。
Because they have a covenant with God.
他们所遭遇的一切的事情都直接牵连到那个约的问题上去的。
All the things that they have encountered has to do with the covenant.
但是他们就是这样硬着心对上神。
That's how they harden their heart and rebel against God.
而比萨就说到他们这个地图要荒凉。
And what follows on is that the country is desolate.
这个地图上边没有什么完整的。
And there's nothing intact in the country.
如果我们看神说话，说到这样严厉的时候，你肯定要说，以色列也好，犹大也好，没有前途。
So when we see how solemnly God is speaking, we would say that either Israel or Judah, they would not have a future.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说严厉的话。
God speak words of, speak solemn words.
不是为了要出一口气。
It's not just a vent.
不是要把他骂透了，让自己那一口气消掉。
It's not that he will rebuild them so that he will feel better.
神说那么严厉的话，目的要叫他们转回。
The reason that God spoke all these solemn words is to bring them back.
所以一直说到这一段话的末了的时候。
So until the end of these words.
以赛亚就把神的心意带出来了。
Isaiah brought forth God's heart.
这一个话带出来。
When these words are brought forth.
不单是为了当时的犹大。
It's not only for Judah at that time.
也是为了整个的犹大以后的他们的遭遇。
But it's also for they would encounter later on.
那是第九节。
Which is in verse 9.
若不是万军之耶和华给我们少留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子。
Unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have been like Sodom, we would have been like Gomorrah.
如果不是神的怜悯，神要留下我们来成全他的那一个安排。
Which is to say, if it wasn't for God's mercy to save us in order to fulfill his arrangement,
神可以收回他的怜悯。
That God can take his mercy back.
神可以对待我们就像对待索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
That God can deal with us just like he dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是神没有。
But God did not do this.
神还因着我们的祖宗他纪念我们。
And because of our forefathers that God remembered us.
那当然以赛亚当时说这一个话是直接是指着犹大的被掳。
And of course when Isaiah was speaking about, speaking these words, he's talking about the exile of Judah.
但是这个话我们来到新约的时候看到，圣灵给我们看到这个话同时是指着以色列杀害神的儿子而引致的那一个分散。
And when we come to New Testament, the Holy Spirit lets us see these words are also pointing at how Israel killed the Son of God.
神把他们
分散的，真的是在万国当中给抛来抛去。
And God scattered them among all nations.
不过神仍旧纪念他对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许。
But God continues to remember His promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
到了一天，神把他们召聚回来。
Until one day, God called them back.
那是说到我们的主再来的时候，第分散在全地的以色列也给召聚的那件事情。
Which is when our Lord returns, the scattered all the scattered people of Judah would be gathered together again.
所以我们说，当我们读以赛亚书的时候，它里边的内容好像很凌乱。
So we say that when we read the book of Isaiah, the content it might seem very scattered.
但是如果我们从凌乱的里边理出它那个路来的。
But if we can make a conclusion out of these words,
那我们就很清楚看见神是把是用着以色列来发表他以后要做的事情。
We can see that God is using Israel to express what he would do in the future.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
以赛亚是这样的一卷书。
Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is such a book.
我们今天晚上只是概念性的先来了解它一下。
And this evening, we'll just have some understanding in the concept.
我们以后我们再按照次序一直看下去。
And in the future, we'll look at this according to this order.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这。
And we'll end here this evening.